Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017. A mixed bag in the grains as corn and wheat backed off from earlier strength around midday, and soybeans for the fourth day in a row were unable to hold early overnight gains and settled lower on the day. So taking a look first at the corn, March finished the day up 3¾ cents at 355¾. Export inspections came in delayed by the holiday, 637,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 800,000 and 1.0 million metric tons, so a little disappointing there. But sales are still running almost 80% above last year's numbers. Corn, initially supported by fund short covering, headed into a report and a rebalancing period. And also crude oil overnight was significantly higher, trading to 18-month highs at 55.24. Then later in the morning, crude oil backed off, now almost $3 off of the highs, and corn backed off as well, although still able to settle higher on the day. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March finishing down a penny and a half at 406½, with Kansas City March down 4½ cents at 414. There is cold weather moving into the plains, but the risk of winter kill there is still limited, and also some colder weather in Europe, but that also has limited winter kill exposure, so not enough there to be supportive of the wheat. Also, wheat suffering from the strength in the U.S. dollar, trading today as high as 103.81, finishing the day up 96 points at 103.25. Export inspections in the wheat, 395,000 tons versus estimates of between 300 and 500,000, so right in the middle of the range, and sales are running about 28% ahead of last year. Finally, taking a look at the beans, March finished the day down 9 cents at 9.95, with November finishing down 6 cents at 9.83¼. Beans made their high early in the overnight session and then traded steadily lower. Again, fourth day in a row where the beans were unable to hold overnight gains. Weather in South America is still wet in Argentina. There may be some delays in planting in some areas that actually need to be reseeded. In northern Brazil, which had been dry, may see some relief in the 6 to 10 day period, so that keeping a lid on soybean prices there. News out of Argentina, they will begin lowering their export taxes on soybeans by a half a percentage point per month for 2 years. That would be starting in 2018, so by 2020 that export tax will be reduced from 30% down to about 18%. Outside markets, we've got the dollar finishing the day up 97 points at 103.26. Crude oil now down 124. That's almost $3 off the high at 52.49. Stock market up about 90 points, 19,850. And gold trading up $8.50 an ounce at $1,160 per ounce. With the index fund rebalancing coming in the next week and a half or so, they're looking for possibly 60 to 100,000 contracts of corn to be bought, 30 to 50,000 contracts of wheat to be bought, and a little bit of selling in the beans. So we will have to keep an eye on that moving forward. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.